You are listening to Jaya Ashmore. You can find hundreds of meditations and talks on my websites, jayaashmore.org, jayaashmore.org, as well as opendharma.org, opendharma.org. All the recordings are offered in the tradition of generosity or dana, and your gifts are welcome. Thank you for listening. Maybe one more, if you like, long, long out-breath. Gently arriving in the pelvic bowl, like maybe snowflakes. Just glancing around and feeling around in a more animal way, like what area do you, how much room do you have? Where is your space? And what position does your body want? Can hear the question, that direct and simple question, what does your body want? Let that in. If you found it helpful yesterday with the hands, that the hands might, if you don't need them for your position, be one way of starting to feel even more gently and fully into the pelvic bowl. The hands on the hips. And finding, if possible, your way inside the hips, so that then it would be like being in the water and looking up and seeing a boat up there on the surface of the water, the hands out there, the hips in here. And of course, anytime the body starts to swing or move or tap or turn or shift. Buttocks. Sometimes it can be a really curious experience to feel as if for the first time inside. Important part of us. And with that theme from yesterday of mine, not mine, personal, impersonal, and the acceptance of how vulnerable we are. Being alive is dangerous. So not all in our hands. Maybe the hands on the sacrum, meanwhile. Something in our hands. Sitting bones. somewhere along the way the possibility of letting the non-acceptance, the not complete, total, absolute acceptance of our body, letting that drift away from us. Like whose body compared to what? Why? And there's the lower belly, genitals, pelvic floor. A home, a nest. And so when any sort of crunchy parts of non-acceptance, not liking, just feeling that for what it is, crunchy, programmed, not deeply rooted in truth, fake news. And so being in the pelvic bowl, whether you feel you're really fully in or just a little bit, it's enough, maybe. Edge of the unknown. What it is and what movement comes next. What comes now. Not trying to be perfect. First and then. So full, emptying our mind to be fully in, empty of what we think it is, what it should be, what it was, but just now, letting there be room for what's just now. It's too full to even think about. Thinking is clearly so far away. Something else. And then the wildness that there could be movement. And much less what movement comes next, but even what movement comes now. We don't know until it's already happened. Receive your body, receive. and the taste of aiming or planning and the taste of the unplanned. Pubic bone. Tailbone. And the way so many of us creatures have a pelvic bowl. So close to home and so widespread, this form. Personal, impersonal, and movement. Gentle with the potency. And maybe feeling within the pelvic bowl where it feels more safe or quiet or sound. And the sacrum, the lower back as one possibility. Traveling, widening from the pelvic bowl in the way that feels interesting to, in a childlike way, maybe down one leg, for example. If not into the backbone, sacrum, blood flow, breathing. And either if it feels appropriate coming in, back in, or going farther, going to the feet or the hands for a while. So sometimes it might be, feel really good to kind of fluidly flow out into a leg or the sacrum or the breath and flow back into the pelvic bowl for a while. Or in a childlike way, drawn into some specific corner, curve, roundness, space, such as bladder or hip joint. And then maybe the whole pelvic bowl again, maybe. And maybe coming into the backbone for a few minutes together. Feeling how discovery is not like one point that we build up to and then we get there and then we're done, but actually like an open window life streams through. Continual discovery of the back, letting it reveal and gift itself. Continual discovery, or we could call it creativity, as movement reveals itself. And maybe coming towards a pause in the next minute or so. And I think we'll actually work towards liver, but save liver itself for tomorrow. Work towards it by maybe coming into joints. So that might be one knee or elbow or vertebra or ankle or wrist or whatever, jaw, or just a sense of globally the joints. the joints of one leg, for example, whatever works for you. And equally being as specific or loose with finding your way in. So for some people it might be wonderful to really get into specifics of the real architecture of a new. And for many of us it might be helpful not to try to be super specific. Still being in. In the in-between. As if these cells that are the in-between cells between bones, as if they are, for now, our heart and head and stomach. As if the joint or joints are that long lost intelligence we've been looking for. feeling without inviting thinking, feeling what's happening. What's opening, resting, coming off duty, coming alive. And maybe shifting posture a little bit, feeling the whole entire body from the inside. And if you wish, feeling the left side of the body, especially the contact with the ground. And as if the left side is a giant straw, breathing in up through the left side, from the ground up, and then breathing out down the right side into the ground. And it could be good, again, breathing up from the ground, up through the left side, up towards the chest, throat, eyes, back of the head, and then breathing out down the right again. And if you don't need a bathroom break, then continue playing with breathing in up through the left, out down the right. Or if at any point you feel like then coming up through the right and back, out and down through the left.